Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchuck's on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. I cannot believe that my equipment is this slow. I have Facebook up, the radio station up, and everything. And let me just say, I am trying to connect with people on the internet, and of all times, when I'm live on the air, everything is going so slow. I am broadcasting live, and anywhere in the world on the internet can be heard. And I'm going to give a little bit of a shout-out to a couple of people. And right now, I'm just trying to get back on because somebody wanted me to say something on the air. I just got to get back. And if I can say this person's name right, I know Daniel is actually listening right now with a couple of his friends. If I could say his name right, Daniel Gilks, G-I-L-K-S. He wants me to say he's the most beautiful man alive. I think one of his friends, Kenny, is like saying, no, 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 I am. So I think his friend Kenny Hayes, they're sitting sitting there finally going, no. I'm telling you, if I could get these guys to actually call in, I bet you this would be a really funny show right now because I don't have any guests planned. And when I actually have a guest for the show, I like to, you know, announce it 3 days ahead of time. But I know there's people out there listening, like Danny Gilks. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, because first of all, I have a Boston accent, so I just butcher words, and I try to spell them out to my best ability, and I'm just ready to just, like, poop my pants right now, because my electronic equipment is going haywire. I mean, last time I had to postpone from last Wednesday, because it was an electronic storm, like a very severe T storm, and the lightning struck in front of my air conditioner, so I didn't want to run the radio show with the risk of how severe this electrical storm, because knowing my luck, I would have got shocked, I would have got electrocuted, and my hair probably would have stood up like the Bride of Frankenstein, so I said, you know what, I don't need my hair to be any more bushy than it already is, so I said, I'll just have to push it to whatever. So Daniel out there, he wants me to call him the most beautiful man in the world. Okay, Daniel, all right, you are, okay. And your friend Kenny, I don't know what he looks like. Maybe you guys are tied in first place. I don't know. I'll give you guys a trophy for that, you gorgeous, gorgeous men out there. So if anybody wants to call in, there's two numbers. It's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. The other telephone number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. I don't know how well the show is going to go, because if I had people calling in, I would tell you it would be off the air, because I know some of these guys, they want to call in, they've been talking to me on the internet, and I just know they're totally off the wall. I had Daniel on here on my show one time, and he's like, he's a spaz like me, so I guess that's kind of good. And I've had people calling from different places around the world, from Britain, England, Netherlands, UK, so anybody that wants to call in, feel free. I've been trying to post my show, the link, on people's walls, but like I said, I don't know what's going on. Everything is very slow right now, so I'm really not too sure. I know that I have, for some reason, Adobe Flash Player. I have to keep downloading that every single day. I don't know why. I didn't know you have to keep doing that every single day, because those pitches that I have in queue for the link of my show, it needs that. It needs to have that to upload pictures in the queue for my show. So I had to do that, and I'm sitting there rushing. I go, man, am I a tech tard? I am such a tech tard, let me tell you. I just was spazzing out. I'm trying to answer people, and I'm like, man, this is insane, trying to get this all queued up, and I should know better. I should actually have this set up and raring to go. And anyway, if anybody wants to call in, feel free. Everyone in the chat room, I'm going to give a little shout-out. Anybody that's in the chat room, man, I can't even type in here because this thing is so slow today. Oh, man, I feel like I want to throw my my equipment out the window, but if I end up doing that, that doesn't, you know, doing things, destroying equipment is really not a good thing when you get aggravated, because I need my equipment to actually host the show. You know how people get mad at something? I mean, this is technology. Technology is supposed to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. I just really don't know. I really don't know how wonderful it is, but I'm going to say hi. I'm going to say hi to everyone in the chat room. So, hi, everyone tuning in out there and La La Land out there anywhere. So, anyway, it's getting more serious on the set of Falk here. And I'm realizing I'm going to have to buckle down and exercise like crazy. And let me say, I'm so exhausted. Anybody out there that wants to know about filming, let me say, even an independent film, it is a lot of hard work. And being part of this production, we've been filming over a year. And when you do an independent film, the thing is, sometimes people's schedule doesn't always, you know, coincide. Like, you know, you're trying to get people for a film, and you got to get everything come together because, you know, you need people for a certain scene. And then, you know, most of the time, a lot of independent filmmakers, they actually, you know, they have to pay for everything themselves. So a lot of times, people are working a full-time job, and then they have to put their money, you know, besides paying rents and bills and everything like that, a lot of independent filmmakers, they do have to take it out of their own pocket. So you sit there and wonder why a film takes so long to make. It's because a lot of independent filmmakers, and they aren't rich people. They're like you and me, and they make the films on their own. And it's really a lot of hard work, you know. And on top of that, I have so much respect right now being in the shoes of, you know, some people that I've looked up to my whole life, like Jackie. Now, I am never going to be even, I'd be lucky if I was even like 1% like Jackie Chan, okay? I respect the man so much more now. Now that I'm getting deeper and deeper into filming with Valkyrie, all I'm going to say is, ow. And I'm going to have to bust my ass even more. And I'm going to have to, it's going to be a lot of work. And I'm tired all the time. And I am not kidding. Anyone on set, they will tell you, after we're done filming with the day, I will be sitting, we call it the sleepy chair. It's this cushion chair. Anybody that sits in the sleepy chair at Director Z's house, you fall asleep. Well, practically, when I'm sitting down from filming, I fall asleep in any chair. And there's, you know, you hear all this stuff, you know, about partying and all these things about, you know, actors and stuff going out to these great entertainment parties. But I got to tell you something. I am so tired. I don't have time really to do anything else. It's not that I'm not antisocial. I'm exhausted. Even today, I says, you know what? I want to get out and go enjoy the weather because it was actually nice out, and I wanted to go find, this is going to sound so silly, and I mean, as silly as this sounds, I mean, I do love animals, and where I live, there used to be these ducks and these geese, and I used to like to go and see them, and they had built condos in a certain spot, so I didn't see the ducks anymore, and I go, it's a real sad thing, so I wanted to like look to see if I could find any ducks, and I'm like, oh, come on, I wish that, you know, just to see one duck walking and walking and walking, lo and behold, I didn't just see one duck. I saw a whole bunch of ducks. What do you say, a flock of ducks or something like that? And I saw these cute little ducklings. And I sat there, you know, very quiet, and this is how you get the ducks and the geese and stuff to come home. You sit there quiet, you know, you lay like broccoli. You just sit there and you're, you know, stay calm. And they got pretty close, and I was taking pictures of them, and I actually put some pictures on my Facebook page on there. And if you're a friend of mine, a lot of my posts I'm now sending to private, so if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you can actually see them. But maybe I will post a little one picture publicly, and I just think it's a good thing to keep more things in public, and I'm going to slowly transform my Facebook page because now, I mean, it's happening, I guess after so many friends on your Facebook page, you can only have people follow you. And I'm sitting here going, why? I don't understand on Facebook why you have to have people following you. And I'm like, well, I guess that's what Facebook does. They never did that before. So, you know, it's not that I don't want to friend people out there. You know, now people got to follow me. And I'm sitting here, okay, let's see. I'm just going to try to answer some emails. Once again, the computer's acting very slow. I think my computer needs, okay. Let's see what this says here. Just hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. It's very slow. I'm just clicking on notification. I don't know what these guys are going to say. I think it's Daniel and Kenny having a conversation, and I'm going back on here. Let's see what they say. Of all times in the world, my computer's like really, really slow, and I'm trying to go down. Oh, Daniel, I'm so sorry about saying your name. So it's Jilks, J-I-L-K-S. Let's see what it says. It's here. Oh, God. I guess his friend Kenny wrote back to me, too. What's this say? It says, what Daniel and Kenny. Guys, if you can hear me, what where are you guys writing to me from? Is it England or Netherlands? Last thing, Daniel, I hope you're really not mad at me saying your name wrong. It's Jilks, J-I-L-K-S. But you have to remember, I also have a Boston accent, so I talk really funny. So imagine that I was sitting next to Jackie Chan and have a conversation with him. I know he would understand me, and I understand Jackie very well, but I don't think anybody else in the whole world will understand both of us. We'd have, like, our own kind of conversation that no one else would understand. Let's see. I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm just, like, looking at this. I'm sorry for saying your name wrong. So even if I do know how to, like, what it's spelled, it's Jilks, like J-I-L-K. You like milk. It rhymes milk, Jilks, so it's something like that, even though I can't really drink milk because that might give me the runs. I don't know. When I was younger, I used to be able to drink milk when I was younger. I'm not lactose intolerant, but did they do something to milk? Because I certainly cannot drink milk anymore. Let's see. I'm trying to, like I said, man, this is so slow. So forgive me, people. Just bear with me. I don't know. I don't know what this. I guess that's not really towards me, but it's towards that link right there. I don't know who Meg is, Daniel. I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, to get back to filming, like I said, I'm trying to go back and forth with emails and stuff, and I'm going to try to answer some emails the best I can, and usually when I don't have any callers calling in, I talk for a little while. I try to do the best on the show here because, as you know, if I'm really, like, you know, if I don't have this energy, people are not going to listen to my show. That's why I totally ramble on and stuff, you know. I go from one subject to the next. I am a spaz, but I've had people on my show, and I post the shows over and over again. I've had Johnny Kring, a lot of, like, I'm getting stunt people on the show. Johnny Kring, who's a martial artist stuntman, who actually, he fought Jet Li. And you can actually hear the interview that I had with Johnny Kring, and Johnny Kring actually interviewed Jackie Chan. And one of the stories that Johnny Kring told me when he worked with Jet Li, he was supposed to play dead, and he peeked up, and he looked at Jet Li, and he was supposed to play dead, and he was like, oh, wow! And they're like, cut! They had to cut the scene, and Johnny Kring was supposed to play dead. Here he is, yelling in the middle of a fight scene when Jet Li is supposed to be fighting someone else, and they're like, Johnny, you gotta, like, lay down. But he was so, like, what's the correct term? He was so excited when he saw Jet Li fighting on set, and I think I probably would have done the same thing, just like, just go play dead, Johnny. So Johnny's been on the air. Let's see, who else has been on my air? One of my ninja pals is Stephen Lambert. Stephen Lambert, I'm probably going to have on my show again. And Stephen Lambert, he's been, all these guys have been in the business in Hollywood for many, many years. And Stephen Lambert, my ninja pal, he has worked on sets. Let's see, where to start? He worked on MacGyver, Married with Children. He doubles a lot for James Woods. James Woods is an actor, and he's done a lot of doubling for James Woods. He's worked on American Ninja. And speaking of American Ninja, I had the director, Sam Furstenberg, who directed American Ninja, on my show. I had him on the show. And you guys want to hear something really, really cool? I'm trying very hard to get a film going, and I'm going to have to see how I'm going to do this. And the film that I will be doing, which is my baby, which I wrote about 6 years ago, is called The Dishwasher. My dream, you know, is to work with Jackie Chan, and basically I'm a dishwasher, and I have a little fight scene in there. And how I got the title for The Dishwasher for my film, I mean, it's going to have that Jackie Chan type of feeling, and I got to do the fight scene and stuff, and, you know, everything there. But I'm going to tell you something really special about one of my next guests that I had on my show. And you know how they say, like, the universe connects us all together. This has got to be something cool. Now, maybe a lot of people, this isn't a big deal, but there's films that I like a lot. One of the films that I really, really like, and everybody's like thinking all my number one films are going to be Jackie Chan films. Yes, I love Jackie Chan, but one of the films that are one of my favorite all time is called Dragon, a Bruce Lee story with Jason Scott Lee. Now, in that film, Jason Scott Lee, when he's playing Bruce, he gets into a fight and he's working as a dishwasher. And his boss sits him down after he has this fight, and his boss said, she said to him, you know, Bruce, if you don't, in other words, long story short, if you don't pick a good path, she could always use a good dishwasher. Meaning, if he doesn't apply himself and it keeps going through all those fights and getting into trouble, he'll just be a dishwasher the rest of his life. And that's exactly where I got the title for my film. Want to hear the cool part? The guest on my show, he was on it twice. He even called in Friday night. I'll tell you guys about my show from Friday night. Douglas Wong. He has helped out many people in the business, train them. Douglas Wong, he trained Kevin Sorbo from Hercules, Lucy Lawless from Xena, and you guys ready for this? Talk about the connection here. Douglas Wong helped to train Jason Scott Lee from the Bruce Lee story. And Stephen Lambert, my ninja pal, he was in, you know, helped out too. And it, like I said, all this connection, I was just like, what? I says, that's like one of my favorite films of all time. And I'm sitting there going, this is amazing that as I'm getting more and more people on my show, these are guys that I've watched my whole life. And with Stephen Lambert, he's been showing me pictures on his Facebook page of films. I mean, so he's worked on set with Van Damme and Robert De Niro and many people. And all those films, my whole life, as I was a kid, I've been watching Stephen work and had not known who Stephen Lambert was. But my whole life, I've seen all these guys work, and now I feel like a little kid again because I'm getting all these guys on the show, and I get to talk with them. And I cannot believe, I feel very blessed. And it might not be a big deal to a lot of people out there, but I feel like a little girl because you know how, like, little girls, well, here in America, the thing is, girls like Barbies. I mean, I had a couple Barbies and stuff, but I didn't want to be a Barbie. I wanted to be a ninja. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to be a ninja. It's just something I've always wanted to be. So here I am, many years later, talking with people who actually played ninjas in films that I've been watching. And I am trying very hard as a guest on my show, if I could say his name right, and forgive me because, like I said, I'm trying very hard to pronounce people's names, so forgive me. Please don't give me a spanking or, you know, whip me or anything. I am trying to get the actor from American Ninja, Michael Dudikoff. He was the lead actor in American Ninja in that series. I know he did other things, but I'm trying to get him to be a guest on my show. And also, this week, ladies and gentlemen, another one of my, like, I've been connecting with Stuntman. I've been, you know, doing stuff for 10 years. This stuff, people going, wow, you know, they're thinking, how are you getting these guys to come onto your show? Well, because for the past 10 years, working on this stuff, connecting and networking, and people, you know, reading about me, my name's all over the internet. You Google my name. I'm not trying to sound like a big shot or anything like that, but if you actually Google my name, Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan, and you Google it, it's going to come up all over the place because I've been writing everywhere all over the place. I'm not a big, huge celebrity. It's just that I've been writing and writing and writing, and I'm just so tired. But connecting with the people who, you know, that stuff that I've loved my whole life. Like I said, I would love to play like a female version of Snake Eyes, you know, from like G.I. Joe. I know it's hard work, but just knowing the guys, being able to talk with them, that do those crazy stunts. And Stephen Lambert was one of the first stunt guys in history There might have been one or two other guys after Stephen, but and the Statue of Liberty, when they were rebuilding the Statue of Liberty, not rebuilding, but they were fixing it, and they had all the scaffolding around the Statue of Liberty in the 80s, and there was a film called The Adventures of Remo Williams, Stephen Lambert was up there on the Statue of Liberty doing stunts and stuff, and he says it was so windy, and I've seen him do other, in his pictures and stuff, I'm going, Stephen, you're nuts. Stephen even worked with Chuck Norris, and this guy has got to have some balls, let me tell you, because, you know, they say all those jokes about Chuck Norris? Well, he was chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy in a film. So you got to have a lot of balls if you're chasing Chuck Norris. That's really, that's going to be a lot of balls to be able to do that. Anyway, back to talking about Douglas. Douglas Wong called in. And I did a special dedication Friday night for Bruce Lee because Saturday, yesterday, was the anniversary of Bruce Lee's passing for 40 years. And we also know that it's been 20 years since his son Brandon Lee had passed away too. But I did a dedication to Bruce Lee, and Douglas surprised me once again. He called in the show, and he actually told me a story. Douglas Wong actually met Bruce Lee. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, this is what I'm saying about the universe. Like, all this stuff that, you know, things that I've been watching my whole life and getting to talk with these men, I guess most of the people that I've looked up to my whole life are men because I wanted to play with the big boys. You know, I want to play with the guns and stuff on set. I want to shoot a bazooka. I want to drive an 18-wheeler. I want to do all the crazy stuff. I see all the big boys with the big boy toys, and I want to do that stuff. I want to run around with all the big guns. Hey, if they ever do another Aliens film, put me in there. I want to work with Ripley. I mean, I want to kick butt with aliens and stuff like that. I mean, that would be kind of cool. Let's see. I'm getting some response here. So once again, everybody, welcome this in the chat room. And I'm trying to go back on here. It says, let's see. Oh, okay, Daniel. It says Daniel and I guess Kenny too. It says beautiful place called Birmingham in the UK. Okay, I guess Daniel answered my question. Let's see if there's, I'm just looking at my notifications. Hold on for 1 second. Okay, I'm just clicking on it. I don't know why. I don't know why my Facebook is very slow tonight, so forgive me. I'm not ignoring anybody, but sometimes I am a tech-tard. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. And let's see. This must have been all from Daniel here. But, of course, you guys, Daniel Jilks, okay, you said, you know, you asked if you wanted, if you could sing on my show. Here's an opportunity, Daniel, for you to call in and to sing on my show. And then excuse after an excuse, sure. I invite you to be a guest on my show to at least call in and say, hey, but, you know, Daniel, you whatever, know this, know that. You couldn't get a friend's phone and say, just bar it for a minute. I mean, come on, cell phones. I know after 9 p.m. That's it, Daniel. You're getting a spanking, okay? You know, I say, you know, it's like anybody on my show it would be like a guest in my household. So, Daniel, I invited you to call into my show, and you don't call in. You don't have one friend to go, hey, boy, can I borrow your phone? Let me call in Shelly Nunchuck Show. Bad boy, Daniel. Bad boy. I know you're listening to the show right now. I would give you a spanking. That's right. Anyway, I'm going to sound like some sort of Looney Tune talking here. But, no, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, there's actually people that I'm actually corresponding with off of the Internet because I'm actually multitasking. What people don't know, I actually have a chat room popped up. If you click on the link, you can actually go to the chat room. You can call in. I'm not going to click up my Facebook page chat room because I'm doing so much at once. It's like trying to multitask. But everyone, once again, thank you for the support. And in August, I'll be doing the show over a year. And I'm sitting wondering, I wonder who I could get for a special guest for the anniversary of my show. I can see, I don't know. I don't know who I could get because, like I said, I'm just starting to connect with people and they're actually, you know, starting to really, you know, being guests. And it's also, too, is also, I guess, getting to know people and, you know, to let people know out there. People are so hooked on celebrity and the celebrity status, saying I wish they could have a lifestyle like that. But really, ladies and gentlemen, celebrities, whatever, you know, whatever terms you use, actors, entertainers, they're just like you and me. You know, they entertain us and stuff, but really, they bleed the same blood as we do, and they may have a different lifestyle than us, but they're just like you and me. And, I mean, that's the way I look at it, you know? Even though, you know, I mean, the sets that I've got to work on, I didn't really get to run lines with them, but one of my favorite times that I've actually worked on a set was on the set. I think I've told this story a couple of times. I actually got to work on a film set around Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes, The Rock. Oh, baby, yo. But don't worry, I do know when you're working on set, whoever you're surrounded by, you know, whatever actors and stuff, you really cannot bother them. On downtime, sometimes, you know, the actors come over you and, you know, you're not supposed to really take pictures and such. And, you know, I do know that people do take pictures and such, but you're there to do a job. One of the first times I work on set, it was on the set of The Game Plan. Now, I'm an extreme fan, and if you guys know, back in Boston, in Massachusetts, Foxborough Stadium, you know, for the Patriots, is where they call it the Gillette Stadium, whatever it's called. That's where it was being filmed in a scene, and it's a very big set to work on. And the casting company that was doing this, they had a lot of food, and it was in the hallways, but it was so high up in the stairs, and I was training so much. I was really training 3 to 4 times a week in martial arts at that time in capoeira, and I was working out. So I was, like, in tip-top shape. It was the best shape of my life, and people couldn't run up and down all the stairs, and every time I wanted to get some food or some bottles of water, because it was hot out, and it was kind of, like, raining, too, so they're like, hey, Shelly, get me this and that. So I was running up the stairs, getting food for people and stuff. So what I found out, what The Rock's character's name, his name is Joe Kingsman, I stayed in character. Even as an extra, I stayed in character, and I gave it my all, because, you know, working on film sets, that's what directors want. You have to do things over and over and over again, and it gets very tedious, and it gets very tiring, because sometimes you're on a set, it can be from 12 to 14 hours a day, and you cannot leave until the work is done. So I decided to stay in character. Now, imagine for 12 to 14 hours, screaming your head off, because, you know, I'm a woman, women go crazy over good-looking men, The Rock. I was like, Joe, I want a hug from you, Joe. And I kept screaming this all day long. And so, you know, staying in character and stuff. So they were like, people around was like, this is crazy girl. This crazy girl. But, you know, people were like following me. And in the set, in the game plan, in Gillette Stadium, that you would see, if you see that the Disney film, in the stadium, it's going to look like thousands of people. It was only a section of us people there, and they moved us all around the stadium. And then they had these dummies. Yes, some of those people that were extras, they were dummies. It was just the head and the body, and they had, like, some clothes on them and stuff, and they kept moving around the stadium, and they kept moving us here and there. So one time, people said, oh, hey, Shelly, go get me some food. I ran up all the stairs, came back down, and when I came back down, they're going, hey, crazy girl, The Rock was just near your seat. And I'm like, what? I just missed The Rock. He was near my seat. It was all quiet, and at the time, I had a muffin in my hand, in my right hand. It's all quiet. I'm in the middle of the stairway. It was cement, you know, going down to where the stairs are, and I scream real loud, Joe Kingsman, I want a hug from you, Joe. And everybody's like, oh, my God. So The Rock turns around, he points up, he's like, hey. And I'm like, I love you. And he was like saying, you better be good. He said something like that. And I was like, I love you so much. And he was responding back and forth. And people are like laughing. I got so excited when The Rock was pointing up to me. I mean, this is just how I was, because it was the first time I was on set. And it was The Rock. So I got so excited. I squeezed the muffin in my right hand. The top part of the muffin shot up in the air. I have no idea where it went. I never saw the top part of the muffin again. I was so excited. So I went to sit back down. After that, what people were following me all over the place. I don't know what it was, but every time I went somewhere, they were just having a ball, and I'm like, yeah. And they like some of the cheerleaders were there and stuff like that, and, you know, it was like it was no big deal. And the Patriots football players, they were near me and stuff like that, and people were asking me to go to autographs. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it because I'm there to work. So another time when I was screaming, I actually there was a guy I didn't know at the time, but I think his name is Buell Douglas, but he's a wrestler and good-looking guy. He was on a football unit. He was playing a football player, I think the opposite of the Rock's team in the game plan. He came up to me, and I was screaming, Joe, I want to hug you. Go. Well, he literally came up to me. He goes, well, you know, I'm not the Rock, but would you like a hug from me? And I'm like, okay. So I bent down, and he gave me a hug. It was so sweet because I wanted a hug from the Rock. Now, I don't know if I gave nightmares to The Rock, but I just wonder if he'll ever remember that. But I do know that when you work on a film set, you know, you're there to work. And after a while, after working on a couple of film sets, the reality sinks in, and you're not really thinking about the celebrity, the actors anymore, because you're there to do a job, and it's very tiring. Now, if you're thinking of acting, here's another thing about how I give much more respect. Acting is very tedious, saying lines over and over again. I give more respect, even more so, about the stunt guys or the actors that do their own stunts. It's exhausting work. Now, when you hear about an action film, I've been studying films for many years and looking at the ones overseas, especially a lot of Asian action films and studying, you know, not just Jackie or Jet, but Donnie Yen, Yun Bao, Samuel Hung, Michelle Yeoh. I could be go on naming many, many different names, but, you know, even getting, you know, subtitled films, I will never, ever watch another film that's dubbed ever again. Because this one time, I swear to God, watching this where they dubbed Jackie Chan's voice, and it sounded like a big surfer dude. And I'm like, oh, hell no, they didn't. They just did not make Jackie Chan like a sound like a surfer dude. After that, I said, never, ever again. I'd rather hear Jackie Chan talking in his own voice in another language with the subtitles. But people say that they don't love subtitles. But the thing is, you can train yourself to get used to watching subtitles and enjoying the movie. I know sometimes it may take a little while, but if I can learn how to focus on a subtitle film, a lot of people don't like it. But there's a lot of beautiful films out there. You know, and okay, someone sent a little bit of response here. Let's see who this is. I'm going to click onto it. Hold on for 1 second. Like I said, forgive me. My computer's really slow, and I promise not to throw it out. Okay. All right. I'm opening up emails, and let's see. I'm just going over an email here. Hold on for one moment. People ask me a couple of questions in email, so I'm trying to, because there's a few of them. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to read, and it doesn't help that my computer's slow, and I'm trying to bring up the whole question here, so listeners, bear with me. And Daniel and Kenny, whoever else is out there, I think, is it Kiz? Is it K-I-Z-Z? I think another one of their friends might be listening in the U.K., so I got UK listening to me. Hey, guys. it's hot as hell here. How is it where you guys are? You know, guys, if you don't have a microphone, you can actually type in the chat room because I got a couple of guests in the chat room. So who's ever in the chat room, I can correspond with you guys. You guys can chat in the chat room to me if you want. If anybody has questions, you can ask me there. But like I said, I'm bringing up my email here. Some questions I'm not going to answer. Nope, not going to answer that. There's some, like, personal questions that I will not bring up in the air and I will not talk about. Okay. Besides Jackie Chan, what else are you interested in? Well, actually, you know... I've been trying to show on my Facebook other things. You know, I love animals. I'm working on felt care. I mean, I like music. My favorite, one of my favorite things in the world is actually going to the movies. I love, love movies. If I'm not, like, being part of it, I like to watch films. Of course, you know, action films, and I wish I could get to see quite a few World War Z, Pacific Rim. I want to see it. But even though I'm thinking of Pacific Rim, that kind of looks like a cartoon. Not, it doesn't look like a cartoon, but if you guys know back in the 80s, something called Robotech. It was a cartoon in the 80s, and it had the suits that looked like in the film in Pacific Rim, but I guess the monsters in Pacific Rim, I think they come up from the ocean floor, I think, I assume, because people were telling me about it, and I think that many countries, they form this alliance with the robots in Pacific Rim, and what they do is they connect and they get into these suits, but I don't think they're actually in the giant robots that fight. And I think there's like China and Russia, and I think it's either China or Japan where there's three of them, there's triplets, and everybody's connected, telepathically, and that's how they do something with the robot. I'll have to see it sometime, and I'm like, oh boy, doing this talking, blah, 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 blah. Just going on and on. Do you see what I'm talking about? The energy and my voice is getting raw right now when I don't have a guest on my show. Okay, guys. You guys in UK, you guys got a sexy accent. I got to say that. I know people say, oh, you know, I'm conscienceless. Like, I like it. I think I understand you guys. But, Daniel, I was watching something. You guys in a club, and you're doing some videos. You guys are running around half naked in the club. How do they allow you to do that with no shirts on? Didn't you guys get kicked out or something? I see. When you don't come in, you can't answer my questions because I see your stuff on Facebook. You got to be a good boy. Be a good boy. Okay, Daniel Jilks, I'm going on your Facebook page. Let's see. Hold on for 1 second. Oh, man. This is, like, so slow. Okay, let's see. Another notification. Oh, man. Okay, Daniel, I'm going on your Facebook page. I don't know if you're still in there. If you're staying, you're still hanging in there, and I still see people in the chat room, so... So I can't even get, I don't know why, I do not know why it's very, very slow right now. Oh, man, I can't even get into the Facebook page right now. It's like wicked, wicked slow. But, yeah, Daniel, let's see. I'm just trying to go over with what you're, let's see. I think you told Kiz, K-I-Z-Z, to call in. So if your friend wants to call in, tell him to call in soon. Or any of your friends, as a matter of fact, you better, yeah. Kiz, K-I-Z-Z, Slow Bro Hagen. Slow Bro. See, I could be asking these awesome questions to you guys, but you guys are not calling. Kiz. I think that's how you say K-I-Z-Z, Slow Bro Hagen. I really want to know, how do you get these names? I mean, basically, Shelly Nunchucks comes because I like nunchucks, like martial arts. Kids, okay. So, see, you guys over in UK have an opportunity to call in. You can't borrow one phone from your friends. Aw, here I am, all alone, guys, on the show, and you guys from the UK. Shame on you guys. You guys deserve a spanking. Anyway, I'm really like, I'm going to end the show and thank you guys for calling in. And just remember, anybody out there that's that has dreams, remember, you're as good as anybody else and you definitely should go for it. And just like how as I opened the show with Battle Song, you know that a song sets the mood for a film. This is from Pisces Project, and it's a horror, Sakura DeLisa, and his lovely wife, Sonari, and they get to sing. And if you hear the song, you will know and feel that feeling for a battle scene. You'll hear it. So anyway, it was a pleasure to have everybody over from the UK listening, being in the chat room. Thank you guys for tuning in. And, you know, thank you all my supporters, all my followers. Thank you very much. And to let you know, this week, I do not know when, but any of you guys ever watched The Walking Dead? There's another stunt guy I know, Tommy, if I could say his name, Max Survey, he possibly could be a guest on my show. He was actually in the first episode of The Walking Dead, and he was actually going towards Rick in a car. He flipped the car over, got in a big shootout, and also Tommy, he trains horses to bow in all these seasons, stunt guy, and if you watch The Walking Dead in the first episode, you'll see that Rick actually goes, he's on a horse, going to town, and the horse gets pulled down by the zombies and gets eaten. Well, Tommy was the one that pulled the horse down. He trained the horse to go down, so it looks like the zombies. So Tommy was one of the one who actually pulled the horse down in the episode. So him and his son, Tommy Jr., might be guests on my show this week, and I'll let you guys all know. So see, this is what I like, bringing in the stunt community, the martial artists, and all that. So all you guys, you know, you're welcome to follow me on Facebook. And once again, I do apologize. It is not me. And Facebook, after you have so many people, they have to follow you. So I apologize. I wish I could invite more friends to my Facebook page, but I guess Facebook does not allow it. And, you know, just everyone hang in there. And thank you once again for being guests and listeners and followers on my show. And I'm going to leave with a very awesome song called Battle Song. Anyway, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your night or day, wherever you are in the world.